For Shabbos Chanukah, we'll speak about lighting candles. We'll speak about lighting Shabbos candles, not Hanukkah candles. But nonetheless, we'll speak about lighting candles. According to most poskim, lighting Shabbos candles is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, a rabbinic requirement. Although the Bahag and the Urim claim it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, most Rishonim claim that it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Why did the Chachamim institute lighting Shabbos candles? So one opinion is for kavod or onog Shabbos. It gives honor to the Shabbos and the fact that we light candles, and it adds to the onig, to the enjoyment of the meal. A meal, the candles enhance the meal. A person can't enjoy the meal in the dark. And that, therefore, we have to have candles that are going to be lit during the meal. Second reason we light Shabbos candles, the Gemara says, for shalom bayis, for domestic tranquility. A dark house makes it difficult to get around. People trip, people bump into the wall, people could get hurt, and there's tension in the house if it's unlit. So in order to enhance the shalom bayis, so the Chachamim therefore instituted illuminating the house of Shabbos through the lighting of the candles. Why are these two reasons important? Because let's say, for example, if the only reason were shalom bayis, for domestic tranquility, so I wouldn't have to light the candles specifically Shabbos. If the house is well lit, I were before Shabbos, there's no reason to light them. Kavod and onog Shabbos, kavod Shabbos, to honor the Shabbos means that I'm supposed to choose, supposed to light the candles specifically for Shabbos. Now, if kavod Shabbos were the only reason, so then we would assume I only have to light the candles where I only have to have the areas lit where I'm eating the meal, because the kavod and the onog is specifically for the meal. But shalom bayis says we need to illuminate other parts of the house so people don't trip, people don't get hurt, and we have the sense of peace and tranquility in the house. And therefore, bedrooms, maybe people don't normally want to have the light on there, but in the hallway and things of that nature, places of like that, a person should have at least an electric light, and that's for the purpose of shalom bayis. Now, shalom bayis, that reason specifically comes into play when it comes to a specific question, a common question that comes up, and that is when people eat out on a Friday night. Often people out are eating out, and they don't have, there seems to be no reason to be lighting the Shabbos candles at all. Their host is going to be lighting the Shabbos candles, and that's where they're eating their meal, and that meal will be enhanced by those candles. What would be the purpose of lighting candles at home? In fact, the poskim write that the recommended place to light for the people who are the guests are actually in their own home, assuming they're returning home Friday night to sleep. They should light where they sleep. Why is that important? So we assume, number one, that that's your house. That's and that's where we generally light Shabbos candles. But that's because of the reason of shalom bayis. There's still an issue. You come home. You want to make sure you want to need to know where you are and where you're walking and make sure no one gets hurt. So that applies even though you're not eating your meal. If the whole reason we're covered Shabbos alone, then there's plenty of light in the house of the host and the hostess, because we assume that someone lit candles there as well. And therefore, the general practice that we have is that we light candles in our own home. We have to make sure to use those lights, to use the lights maybe after lighting them, to daven next to the lights, or learn something next to the lights, or that if they're going to be lit long enough when you return home, to use the lights when you return home. In fact, this idea applies to Hanukkah as well. There's a general debate whether or not we should be lighting the Hanukkah candles in the place where we sleep or the place where we're eating. Often people will go to, let's say, a Hanukkah party on a Sunday, and they're going to be sleeping at home. They're not going to return home till 9, 10 o'clock at night, but they're there in the afternoon somewhere else, and people are lighting candles. Should they light there? They're going to be eating dinner there. So generally accepted practice is that we light candles where we sleep, where we come home. That's our home. The part of the lighting the Hanukkah candles is that the house is a near issue beso. There's a fulfillment of lighting the candles specifically in one's home, and that's recommended. And this pursue menisa for the people when they return home, as long as people are awake and can enjoy the light. Wish everyone a good Shabbos and a Hanukkah Sameach.